Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrown.com. It's great to be with you today. During the book of Acts, we know that the 12 apostles were busy proclaiming repentance for the remission of sins to the nation of Israel, which was in essence the offer of the king and the kingdom to that nation. But at the end of the book of Acts, after Paul set aside Israel by his pronouncement in Isaiah chapter 6, what were these Jews to do at that point? Now, of course, we only know of one of the apostles who lived beyond this period, and that was the apostle John, the beloved disciple. Now, John wrote a gospel, and John's gospel was written after the ministry of Paul during Acts was completed. And the internal evidence of John will place the gospel of John after Acts 28:28, for it begins with the national rejection of Israel at that time. John chapter 1 says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not." And that was not referring to Israel's reception of the Lord Jesus when he was on earth, but it was a reference to how they treated the 12 apostles and their ministry. They rejected the Lord Jesus through the ministry of the 12 during Acts. Now, since Paul closed the doors of the kingdom at the end of the Acts, then what gospel could John the Apostle preach? Because John preached at the end of the book of Acts. The gospel that he has written answers the question. In it, we find no kingdom message. Let me repeat. The gospel of John does not present a kingdom message. In it, we find nothing about repentance, only a historical account of water baptism, and nothing about the Lord's Supper. Again, let me repeat. John's gospel does not mention repentance, and it only gives historical accounts concerning water baptism, and it mentions nothing about the Lord's Supper. And all these things are connected with the gospel of the kingdom. However, in the Gospel of John, we find the Lord proclaimed as the Savior of the world. We find that after the national rejection of Messiah, John tells us that as many as received him were given the power not to become the children of the kingdom, but to become the children of God. John proclaims that whosoever, even those of any color or nationality, may believe and have everlasting life, or that is, aeonian life. Since John's name is to be written in the foundation of the New Jerusalem, he could not very well have a part in the proclamation of the gospel of the dispensation of the mystery. But God did have a ministry for John, and now we know what this ministry was. It was the gospel of everlasting life as a foundation work. On the gospel of everlasting life is built the higher calling of Paul's later letters, like Ephesians. Only a few ever know and receive the truth of the higher calling that Paul presents in Ephesians. Most of the Christians today that are earnestly devoted to the Lord Jesus have only everlasting life. Let me repeat that again. Most Christians today, and they even show a lot of devotion, only have everlasting life. Like Job and the dying malefactor, their destiny is an earthly one. They will have part in the new earth, and their resurrection will be a later one. But the gospel of the dispensation of the mystery requires faith. Read Ephesians. Ignorance is no excuse. Somebody can be devoted to the Lord Jesus and not be a member of the body of Christ. How do we know? Because they have no faith in Paul's message to the Ephesians. You can still have aeonian life and yet not be a member of the body of Christ. Search and see whether these things are so. This is my discovery from searching the Word of God. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrown.com.